Let's check high school sports last night. First, in high school track and field, Audubon hosting its Wheeler Relays last night. They had to cut it a little bit short due to the weather. Underwood was the boys' champion, though. The Eagles had 86 points to defeat Audubon, who had 77 in second place. Trainer had 74. Griswold and Panorama top off the top five last night. They only got through 13 events on the boys' side of things last night. Audubon's Mitchell Nelson won the 110 high hurdles last night. He was also part of their winning shuttle hurdle relay team. Also locally, Griswold's Jaden Jonkey won the high jump and the long jump events last night. Marcus Mum of Tri-Center took the 100 meters, while Martin Olson won the shot put last night. IKM Manning picked up a couple of relay wins in the 4x2 and the 1600 medley relay. On the girls' side, Panorama with 108 points was the champ. Guthrie Center at 64 for second place. IKM Manning, Missouri Valley, and Audubon round out the top five. Missouri Valley had three total victories on the night in that event last evening. Also, Cheyenne and Peyton Sporer were winners for IKM Manning. Cheyenne winning the 800 and Peyton the 3,000 meters. Also last night, Griswold picked up the 4x800 meter title at that meet in Audubon. At the Fremont Mills Invitational last night, the Sydney Cowgirls with 139 points were the team champions. Also, yes, last night, that was in the Class 1A division, and also the Other winners last night. Fremont Mills had three victories last evening, as they had eight wins from the Sydney team last night in the different events to capture that win last evening. Also on the boys' side, Fremont Mills with 112 points, the champ. AHSTW's Gage Clay was a double winner last night, as he helped the team effort with 100 and 200-meter victories last night. The Vikings ended up second. They had 82 points in the team competition. Dalton Fisher also picked up a win in the 3,200 meters last night for AHSTW in that meet at Fremont Mills High School. Also at the Red Raider relays last night at Mount Air, Clarinda and Nottoway Valley were team champs. Clarinda won the A division. They had 59 points to beat Earlham, who had 58. Southwest Valley was third in that meet. Also, Nottoway Valley picked up 69 points. They won the Class B division last night, as they came up a winner. Wolverines picked up the 4x800 meter title, and also Jared Corder won the 400 meter event last night to help the Wolverines to that championship. Over in golf last night, in boys action, it was Glenwood defeating Shenandoah 153-164. Trainer beat St. Albert 172-192. Clarinda over Red Oak 170-196. Kemper Catholic topping Boone and Carlisle in a triangular. 159 for Kemper Catholic, 164 for Boone, 190 for Carlisle. Nishnabotna won a four-team meet last night, shooting a 182 total. Heartland Christian with a 199, East Mills a 199, and Southwest Iowa 214, the other teams. Cam also won a four-team meet last night, shooting a 185. Adair Casey was second with 256. Riverside and Lennox didn't have full team scores. Tyler Kruger of Riverside was medalist, shooting a 39. Colin Giegrich of Cam, runner-up with a 42 last night. On the girls' side of golf last evening, it was Shenandoah defeating Glenwood 193-138. Kemper Catholic edging Harlan 193-194. Clarinda beat Red Oak with a 206. Red Oak didn't have a team score. Creston beat Sheraton 186-209. Nishnabotna shot a 226 to win a four-team meet, as the East Mills shot 248. Southwest Iowa 259, and Heartland Christian didn't have a team score. Audubon shot a 229 last night, as they beat Missouri Valley, who didn't have a team score. Georgia Whitel of Audubon was medalist. She shot the low round of 52. In high school tennis last night, in boys action, it was the Audubon team over the Atlantic JV 5-4. Harlan beat Kemper Catholic 6-3. Red Oak over Clarinda 8-1. Glenwood beat Shenandoah 9-0. In girls tennis, it was Atlantic over Audubon 8-1. Shenandoah beating Glenwood 5-1. Creston beat Indianola 9-0. In high school soccer last night, in boys action, Glenwood got by Tri-Center 3-1. It was Harlan over Riverside 4-0. St. Albert beat Abraham Lincoln 2-1. Lewis Central downing Creston 2-0, and Denison beat Missouri Valley 9-1. In girls soccer, St. Albert defeating Atlantic 11-1. Tri-Center got by Nottoway Valley, West Central Valley, Adair Casey 2-1. Thomas Jefferson a 2-1 winner over Glenwood. Lewis Central beat Creston 11-0. Denison over Carroll 2-0. And Abe Lincoln, the 5-2 winner over Sioux City North in soccer last night. Carlos Martinez gave up three hits in eight scoreless innings. Brandon Moss and Stephen Piscotty homered for the St. Louis Cardinals as they beat Arizona 8-2 in a late game last night here on KJAN. Martinez won for the fourth time in four starts. The 24-year-old right-hander held the Diamondbacks without a hit until David Peralta's one-out single in the fourth. Moss had four hits, including a three-run homer in the fifth inning. Piscotty added a two-run shot in the seventh. Former Cardinal Shelby Miller threw four scoreless innings before St. Louis broke through for five runs in the fifth inning. Still, it was a small step forward for Miller, who had battled control issues and hadn't made it past the second inning in his previous two outings. Elsewhere in the National League last night, Philadelphia beat Washington 4-3, the Mets edging Cincinnati 4-3. The Cubs over Milwaukee 4-3. Pittsburgh beat Colorado 9-4. Miami over the Dodgers 6-3. And San Francisco blanking San Diego by a 1-0 final. Johnny Giavitella drove in three runs with his first homer of the season. Mike Trout and Carlos Perez had two-run singles, and the LA Angels beat the Kansas City Royals 9-4 last night. Jared Weaver allowed four runs and nine hits over six innings and struck out four. The Angels scored one more run than they totaled in the right-hander's first three starts of the season. Edinson Volquez gave up eight runs and 12 hits in five innings. The righty, facing the Angels for the first time since 2007, was coming off a 4-0 win over Detroit, where he allowed just five hits through seven innings. Mike Moustakas homered, and Gerard Dyson had a pair of RBI doubles for the defending World Series champs, who had six two-base hits altogether against Weaver. Elsewhere in the American League yesterday, it was the White Sox over Toronto 10-1, Tampa Bay 3-1 over Baltimore, Oakland beat Detroit 5-1, Texas 10-1 over the Yankees, Minnesota edging Cleveland 6-5, and Seattle dumped Houston 11-1. Interleague action saw Boston beat Atlanta 11-4. Well, the Toronto Raptors and the Atlanta Hawks have grabbed 3-2 leads in the NBA's Eastern Conference quarterfinals. The Raptors did it with a fourth quarter comeback over the Pacers, while the Hawks enjoyed a blowout win following a slow start against Boston. The Raptors are within one victory of their first ever best of seven series win following a 102-99 comeback victory over Indiana. Pacers will host game six on Friday nights. The Hawks trailed by 10 midway through the second quarter before they ripped off a 28-8 run and a 110-83 rout of the Celtics to take that 3-2 lead. Celtics will host Game 6 on Thursday. In football news, the Cincinnati Bengals have released linebacker A.J. Hawk, who signed as a free agent last spring. The 32-year-old Hawk started 11 of his 16 games last season with 24 tackles and a sack. He also played in the team's wildcard playoff loss to Pittsburgh. Before that, Hawk spent nine seasons with Green Bay and left as the team's career leader in tackles. Former Heisman Trophy winner and ex-Cleveland Browns quarterback Johnny Manziel has been indicted by a grand jury in Dallas on a misdemeanor domestic violence charge stemming from a complaint by his ex-girlfriend. Manziel is accused by Colleen Crowley of hitting her and threatening to kill her during a night out on January 30th. Crowley said in court documents that Manziel struck her so hard that she temporarily lost hearing in one ear. Manziel faces up to 1 year in jail and a $4,000 fine. And Florida and Miami will resume their football rivalry in 2019 in Orlando. Those schools have not met since 2013. The in-state rivals have a storied history that began in 1938. Miami leads the series 29-26, including wins in seven of the last eight meetings. That's Check of Sports this hour, brought to you by McAtee Tire and Service Center, your Goodyear dealer in Atlantic. I'm Jim Field, KJAN Sports.